let's go ahead and try to get started. So, agenda. We have the usual collection of the viewer pipeline. All of the things I've been warning you were coming are basically out. We have the next collection of maintenance fixes, the notifications viewer, the quick graphics viewer, the HTTP viewer, all are out in release candidate cohorts, and the Chrome embedded framework, Valhalla, is out as a project viewer. We don't have an updated Rift viewer yet. Hopefully not too distant future, but we've got other things that are consuming our time to keep us from getting on that one right at the moment. But those are all happening. And we'll be going through the next several weeks, sort of putting one of those out, merging it to the others, and lather, rinse, and repeat. So that's kind of the plan for the next few weeks. So you have lots of things to look at there. Other than that, I don't think I have a lot of new news. I mean, there's lots of old stuff on the list, but it's all stuff we've discussed before, and I don't have an open and an update for any of it. So, I think the most likely candidate for promotion next week at this point is believed to be the maintenance viewer. It's got a lot of good fixes and updates in it. It's good to get out and seems to be doing well. So that's best guess as of today. As usual, things change from time to time.
Well, whatever you release next week will probably merge, and then we'll go into feature freeze QA for a month, and then release on schedule for November, or in the middle of November.
And then hopefully nothing much happens through the holiday season, because we have lots of windows when we're not going to want to change things.
When is your no change window going to start next year, next for the holidays?
Well, we've got Linden holidays between Christmas and New Year's again this year, so there will be a no change window that covers both of those. I don't think we've formally picked dates for those yet. I mean, we always have one through the Thanksgiving holiday and the following weekend. I mean, in between, we'll have a couple of weeks where we'll be willing to make changes. We'll be continuing to make changes. But there will be those two longer windows where we won't want anything released if we can help it.
I did have a question, and Serial wanted to know, are you guys at all still actively working on fixing attachments dropping or going phantom on Reach and Crossing?
I think our primary fixes for that are all out. It's possible that there's fixes I'm not aware of. That's not a big area of focus at the moment.
No, I didn't think it was, but
I mean, if we can come up with good reproducible test cases, we can try and look at them. But
well, that's not really a reproducible thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's
it's a matter of fluke. Yeah.
7761. So